Thank you and good morning. On Wednesday, the State Water Resources Control Board voted 4-0 to implement new water conservation rules that will lift the severe water use restrictions imposed by Governor Brown. Those use restrictions, when first implemented, were blanket standards for all counties across the state, meaning that wet and rainy Humboldt County had to meet the same conservation numbers as desert regions. Those conservation goals were tailored somewhat due to regional differences, and now the State Water Board will allow local jurisdictions to implement their own water use reduction standards. The governor's orders on blatant water waste will remain in effect, but mandatory conservation efforts by local cities and towns may be eased in the coming weeks so that a city like Fortuna, which was ordered to reduce usage by 24%, could see that drop significantly. Dredging to clean out the entrance channel to Humboldt Bay, which was heavily silted during the heavy winter rains, is expected to begin today. Both harbor and county officials have issued warnings to commercial and private boats about crossing the bar, and the dredging that's expected to extend into the harbor itself will make the passage 48 feet deep and safe for all craft. In addition to dredging, the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District will hold a budget meeting today to discuss the upcoming fiscal year budget. The draft budget shows a revenue total of just over $4 million, with expenditures proposed at just over $3 million. That meeting begins at noon at the Woodley Island Meeting Room today. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife has opened the last remaining stretch of California coast that was off-limits for commercial and recreational crab fishing. Recreational crabbers can immediately start fishing in the area between the jetty at Humboldt Bay and the mouth of Redwood Creek in the Rock Creek Marine Conservation Area. Commercial crab fishermen can drop pots in the area beginning Monday, and they can start pulling them up beginning next Thursday, May 26th. The mother of 31-year-old Jennifer Leanne Atkins contacted the sheriff's office this week to report her daughter as missing. The mother reported that she hasn't heard from Jennifer in about 6 months, and that there has been no activity with Jennifer's bank account in the past several months as well, which has caused reason for concern. The mother said that Jennifer has lived in the Eureka area and at times has stayed at a shelter in Arcata, and that she may be in the Willow Creek area. Atkins does not own a car or a cell phone, and the lack of contact has alarmed her family. Jordan Christmas has highway news.
In March, a 100-yard section of Highway 3 between Weaverville and the Trinity Center slipped out, cutting off traffic in both directions. And since then, road crews have been at work repairing that stretch of roadway. On Wednesday, Caltrans reported that the road will be open again in limited fashion to all vehicles on May 26th. The road's surface will still need to be paved, but one-way controlled traffic will be in effect 24/7 while work is being conducted. When the road reopens next week, Caltrans will no longer maintain the alternate route established at Trinity Dam and Slade Creek.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie, along with a few dozen other local elected officials and professionals, has spent the past few days in Emmitsburg, Maryland, as part of a FEMA training course. Local officials take part in the course every 4 years or so, and it allows FEMA to develop scenarios regarding natural disasters tailored to the local region. For us, that means earthquakes and tsunamis, and Gillespie pointed out that knowing who you're going to work with in the event of a major disaster is part of the key planning.
Part of it establishes some of those relationships. It's a lot better if you can put names and faces and work together ahead of time versus, okay, the ground just shook. Who are you? And they focus a little bit on the event itself and what to expect, this and that. And then a lot of the focus is going to be mitigation and recovery.
Gillespie said that they regularly learn something new, both in training and in actual disaster events, like the 2010 earthquake.
How do we get essential services back up and running? How do we get the schools back up and running, evacuation plans? How do we support trying to get critical businesses back up and running so that we can try and plan it out before we actually have to do it? We look at, we've had with some of the events we've had in the past, every one of them we've learned from them. How could we do this better?
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fire Chief Bill Gillespie by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.